Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Football Rob, and we have an interesting guest on the line today, wide receiver from Bethune-Cookman by way of Rutgers University, and also he's from Brooklyn. He's from my hometown. He's from Brooklyn, New York over there, and that's crazy over there. We could talk about, you know, going to the corner deli and everything like that. So, KJ Stroud, wide receiver, Bethune-Cookman, welcome to the show. First thing I got to ask you, can you do a Brooklyn accent?
How you doing? You know, this is KJ Stroud from Bethune-Cookman, Brooklyn, New York native. What's up? New York is in the building.
No, but can you do, hey, how you doing over there? Can you do that?
I don't think I've been around. I've been from New Jersey, been to Florida, so my New York accent is kind of gone a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I guess we'll have to work on that later on. But, you know, I wanted to touch base with you about your career here. So you went to Fort Hamilton High School in New York, in Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, we have some very good football players coming from the state of New York. Lance Schulters, who came by way of Canarsie, and he played in the NFL for the 49ers. Leon Williams, linebacker who went to the Miami Hurricanes, also played in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, Brooklyn doesn't really get a lot of hype in terms of their high school football. I mean, how would you rank Brooklyn's high school football scene?
You know, from back when I was leaving high school, you know, there were big guys coming out. You know, David Legree from South Shore, Jaquan Jarrett, who went to Temple, Lanford Watson, Nyan Boateng, those guys who were All-Americans. I mean, the generations have changed, and, you know, there's more guys going Division I football now. So, I mean, New York City is not just, you know, not just known for playing basketball, but now, you know, it's more familiar with guys going on in the college and playing football.
Yeah, I think that Brooklyn is definitely underrated when it comes to making hay. I mean, you know, it's not Florida and Texas. You know, high school football is not as big here, but it's still pretty good. So tell me a little bit about your career at Rutgers. That's where you first played college football, and you were recruited by Greg Schiano. Tell us about your career at Rutgers.
Oh, it was great. You know, my freshman year going into college, I redshirted. You know, I had great talent ahead of me, Kenny Britt and Tyquan Underwood, two guys that are playing in the NFL now. You know, and then when the time came for me to actually play, I played, you know, sparingly my redshirt freshman year and then increased my role my redshirt sophomore year. I was the third leading receiver on the team at the time in 2010 statistically. So, I mean, as the years went on, you know, my playing time increased. The opportunities for me to go out and make plays on national stages increased. So, I mean, it was a tremendous, tremendous opportunity, and it was a blessing, you know, to be 45 minutes away from home and, you know, just get an opportunity to play in front of my family and my friends and everything. So the Rutgers experience was a great feeling, you know, great family environment. It was overall a good choice for me coming out of prep school.
And what made you decide to go down south to Bethune-Cookman, you know, being that you were – increasingly getting a little bit more playing time as the years went on with Rutgers?
I mean, you know, coming off of my redshirt sophomore year, you know, I was a third leading receiver on the team statistically. And so my mindset was if I can be the third leading receiver here at a BCS school, I wouldn't mind humbling myself and stepping down to FCS, to the FCS level. And then I played for my receivers coach at the time, who was at Rutgers, Brian Jenkins, who is now the head coach down at Bethune-Cookman. And, the chemistry there, it was a no-brainer. You know, it was someone I grew very close with down at Rutgers, you know, and then when he took the job in 2010 in Bethune, I didn't follow him that year, but, you know, we kept a good relationship. He was familiar with our games coming off my redshirt sophomore year, and then when I was coming through the decision to actually transfer, and, you know, there was no other school I wanted to play for other than playing for a guy I was familiar with, a system I was going to actually know, a system I knew I was going to be able to fit in. So, I mean, it was just like, you know, the perfect fit.
Okay, and also, you know, that you do have a relationship with Greg Schiano. He now coaches the Tampa Bay Bucs. Do you think you have a natural in with Tampa Bay? Maybe you could just go down there and say, hey, remember me? You recruited me, and you were probably hanging out in my living room. So what do you say?
Yeah, that would be great, you know, if I get the opportunity to go down to Tampa. If Coach Yana invites me in for a workout, I mean, we do have chemistry. We, you know, he's familiar with me. He met me when I was coming out of prep school. He was very honest, you know, through the whole recruiting process. You know, that's one thing I can say I respect the most about him. You know, he developed me as a man, and then, you know, making that transition going down to Florida and the same principles that he installed with me, I carried them on down to Bethune-Cookman's overall, you know, just the foundation that he set, you know, for me at a young age. So the opportunity for me to actually, you know, if he does present the opportunity for me to come down to Tampa and actually work out for him, it would be a blessing.
And we are talking with K.J. Stroud, wide receiver, big wide receiver, about 6'3", out of Bethune-Cookman by way of Rutgers, and Football Rob here as your host. Now, KJ, we met at the Florham Park facility while you were at the regional combine in New Jersey at the Jets training facility. And a funny little story I got to tell you about. You were working out on the other side of the field, so we didn't get a chance to see the wide receivers, but we did want interviews with you guys. So we asked around, and we were talking to the coaches, and we were asking them, who's the best wide receiver in this drill? Because we were busy watching the D linemen, the O linemen, and we couldn't get down to you guys at the wide receivers. The first name he mentioned, very first name, was KJ Stroud, and you wore number 150 during those drills. So, I mean, that's got to make you feel good. The first name out of the coach's mouth when we were talking to him was your name. That's got to make you feel pretty confident about what you did at Florham Park.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's a blessing. If anyone can label me out of all the talent that was there, you know, label me as the best wide receiver, that, you know, that's a blessing. You know, I put the work in coming up into the regional combine. I was working with DeVal Ellis down at Elite Prototype. And, I mean, it's just been a great turnaround, you know, just maximizing my skills, maximizing my you know, the intangibles that I bring to the game. So, I mean, any opportunity you get to perform in front of NFL scouts and you hear guys actually label you as one of the best receivers there, I take it as, you know, as a blessing, man, because there was a lot of tremendous talent there, a lot of good receivers there. So, I mean, for any coach to label me as the best, I'm thankful for it.
And what were your numbers there? We were trying to get a hold of what your actual, you know, your vert, your 40 time, your shuttle drills, like, what were your numbers? Could you break that down for us?
I ran a 4.51, and then that was my 40, and then my broad jump was 11.5. My short shuttle was a 4.08. My vertical was a 39, yeah, and my reach was a 37. My hands was a size 10. I weighed in at 6. I was height at 6'2", 203. So I mean, overall, you know, I felt pleased with my measurements and, you know, some of the numbers I put out there. But, you know, I'm not satisfied. Coming tomorrow, I have pro day down at Rutgers, and I'm looking to just to match those or surpass those numbers.
Okay, so you are working out at Rutgers. That's good. We'll definitely be there. The Draft Bible crew will be down there at Rutgers tomorrow as well. So we may actually get a chance to see you work out this time. And we don't have to go by the words of the coaches. We can actually see what you're going to do. So, you know, break down for us, what kind of receiver do you fancy yourself as? I would say based on the numbers that you just said, I'd say you're a big, tough possession receiver that can go over the middle and take a few licks. And, I mean, that's basically, based on what you're telling me, that's what I think you are. And, you know, am I right or am I totally off base, or give me a breakdown?
I mean, you're right in certain instances, but I kind of label myself more as a balanced guy. You know, a guy that can, you know, that can go down the field, stretch the field. I'm a guy that's not afraid to go across the middle. So overall, if I can label my game, I'm a red zone threat. I'm a matchup kind of guy because down at Rutgers, I played inside the slot. Bethune-Cookman, I was in the slot. You know, I was an outside guy. I moved around a lot of motions and whatnot. So, I mean, I'm a guy that, you know, that isn't afraid of, you know, getting physical down in the box for linebacker. So I'm one of those guys that's like in a betweener, but I'm also a receiver. You know what I mean?
Right. So also I wanted to ask you, you know, coming from Rutgers and going to Bethune-Cookman, one would think that your numbers, you would probably blow the roof off Bethune-Cookman coming out of Rutgers with the kind of you know, talent that you had coming out of prep school, but your numbers weren't top notch, to say. So, I mean, what really happened at Bethune-Cookman that you couldn't have those breakout numbers that you would have liked to have had?
Bethune-Cookman, we were more of a running offense. We were more of a running offense my 2 years there. And, you know, we suffered injury down at the quarterback position coming into my senior year. We had Jackie Wilson, who was going to be a junior that year. He suffered an injury that summer. So he was kind of hindered him in training camp. And then we enrolled Quentin Williams, who was a freshman at the time. And, you know, we didn't throw too much on him passing-wise because, you know, he wasn't, you know, the thoughts of him actually, you know, going out and playing were very slim. So, I mean, the passing game was kind of narrowed down. He kind of, you know, dumbed it down. So, he was able to handle it. So it was not much of a load on him. But like I said, we were more of a running team. And whenever the opportunities came to me, I made the plays necessary to make my team advance and when any situation that I had to.
Okay, and this is Football Rob again here with K.J. Stroud, Bethune-Cookman wide receiver, and by way of Rutgers. So you just mentioned your Rutgers Pro Day coming up, and were you invited to the Super Regional Combine in Dallas? I'm pretty sure that you did, but, you know, fill us in on that. And also fill us in on, do you have any other Pro Days scheduled after the Rutgers?
I did get invited to the Super Regional. I found that out last Monday evening by my agent and also by the NFL. You know, that's a blessing, you know, to go on to Dallas with select a few guys, you know, just to compete all over again. And yes, I am, you know, scheduled to go down to Bethune-Cookman's Pro Day on March 22nd. And, you know, based off of my performance at Rutgers, you know, it'll determine everything that I choose to do at Bethune. Because I then also have the Super Regional Combine coming up in April. So, I mean, you know, I'm scheduled for a lot, but, you know, I'm also ready. I'm physically ready to, you know, to perform at the highest level in front of any scouts that, you know, that are willing and who want to see me perform.
And talk about the stress level about these kinds of events. These are pretty much job interviews, as I'm sure you know. So, I mean, is it more stressful than an actual game? But, I mean, maybe it's less stressful because you're not actually out there, you know, in the heat of the moment and taking licks over the middle. I mean, these are just drills that you're running. So talk about the stress level. Is it different than a game or is it actually the same kind of stress level?
You feel as if it's a game, you know. You know, you're going out there competing at the highest level. You're trying to give your all. So, I mean, my first experience with it down at the Regional Combine, you know, I went in the following day and actually, you know, just – you know, to get out some of the soreness because I felt like I played the football game after competing in, you know, the Regional Combine. So, I mean, it's not nervousness, but, you know, you just want to give your all. Your first impression is your best impression, and you just want to give these coaches, you know, you want to make the perception of them thinking, you know, you're the best, you know, you're the best at what you do. So, I mean, it's a job interview, like you said, and you just want to go out there and perform at the highest level, man, because, you know, this is a one-time opportunity, and the window for football is so small. So when you're given this opportunity, you want to capitalize on this chance and seize it.
And the two universities that you're representing, Bethune-Cookman and Rutgers, they have plenty of great ex-players that have gone on to have great success in the NFL. Are there any alumni from either of those two schools that you've sought out and try to get a little advice from during this time?
Oh, yeah, big time. You know, for the past couple of weekends, I've been running routes with Mohamed Sanu and down at Rutgers. And then I also spoke to my former teammate down from Bethune-Cookman, Gene Fenor. He plays safety. And I've just been picking their brains, you know, on how to go out there and just, you know, just how can I better myself? How can I, you know, impress these coaches? How can I, you know, put myself in a better position? What things do they look at? Like, what do the wide receiver coaches in the NFL, you know, look at? How can I, like, enhance my game, tweak this, you know, just picked my old brain so much that, I just wanted to know, how can I get better? How can I, you know, just give myself the opportunity? How can I give myself a chance? Because that's really all that I'm asking for, you know, the opportunity, you know, just to put on a helmet again.
And how can the fans follow you if you have Twitter or Facebook or Instagram? Can you give us your Twitter handle, Facebook, and all that?
My Twitter name is K Stroud Stroud_10. And my Facebook is KJ Stroud. I mean, if you can't find me that way, I'm pretty sure it's KJ. My name is KJ, quotation marks Keith, because that's my government name. My name is Keith Stroud, but I go by the name of KJ. But, yeah, that's the way you can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter.
All right, great stuff from KJ Stroud, wide receiver from Bethune-Cookman, taking the time with myself, Football Rob. KJ, thanks for the time, and best of luck tomorrow at Rutgers Pro Day, and best of luck in the Super Regionals.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me.
All right, that was KJ Stroud again. Bethune-Cookman by way of Rutgers, also from Brooklyn, New York. I'm your host, Football Rob. This has been a NFL Draft Bible special. I'm signing off.